Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're going to pick up Simin Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Chav Dalet. Am She'achorei HaKohanim. So we're continuing with the halachas of Nesias Kapayim. So in regards to the bracha of the Kohanim, so the bracha is supposed to be Panim Keneged Panim. Mishabura makes reference to this in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Let's go all the way back to Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, where he gives us the Mekar. He really doesn't give us more than that the Gemara says that the Birchas Kohanim Tzarech Lios Panim Keneged Panim. Presumably that's part of the Pasuk, right? That the Pasuk describes that Aaron HaKohen turned towards the Am. So it needs to be panim keneged panim. The nafkamina that we're going to have now is in regards to am achorei hakohanim. Am shachorei hakohanim, people are behind the kohanim, einem bechlal bracha. They're not included in bracha. Avod mifneim ubitzideim. But those who are in front and the side, afilim mechitza shel barzel einem avsekis. So then even if there is a steel curtain, so that's not be, that doesn't divide between them. And when it comes to those who are an ones, so they are also included in the bracha. Interestingly, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas, I didn't see this in the Dirshu, but I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas that they say that there is an inyan, that because we're zoche here in Eretz Yisrael to have Berachas Kohanim every day, that for someone in Chutz Laretz, that they're considered anusim, even being pasul me'achorei HaKohanim, to ask mimavakesh HaKohen that he should have them in mind. If they pay him a little money, he'll have them even more in mind. But either way, so then in such a case, there is an inyan of anusim, and they're also included. But lichatchila, what we're supposed to do is supposed to move in front of the kohen. And people notice that there are those who daven towards the front of the shul. When it comes to berachas kohanim, they'll move in front. I did not find mefurish. There are shuls where the chazan's amud is pretty far back. So this, of course, no gather rav or those who sit on the mizrach. So baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem. And But sometimes the chazan himself, if he's a kohen, so I always wondered, and in such a case is minastam, even though I'm not so careful all the time, but probably one should even go behind that kohen as well, if he is also duchening, as is generally the halacha lemaisa, so then presumably one should be behind all kohenim. Says Mishabur Sivkot and Sadi Gimel, Am she'achorei kohen, ma'afilu eina achorei mamish el meshuchan litzdadim. Kiyun she'al kolponim hu me'achorei. So you don't have to be, be literally behind them to fall into this problem. But if you're absolutely perpendicular, then that's also a problem. Eina bechlal bracha, because there's a problem of panim keneged panim. This problem is only those who are by the tzdadei kohen mamish. But if you're slightly behind the Kohen, then immediately that would not be a problem. And that's described in the Mishmar Sivkat and Sadi Hey, as well as the Be'er Halacha, Dibar Maschil, Aval Milafneim. Rav Nevin Zal Shlita has quite a chumrah that I did see Piskei Tshuvas point out in more of a milder fashion, the same thing that my Rebbe says. He says that the Halacha is that if you're next door to a shul, and they're doing Birchas Kohanim, then there's an inyan to go in and hear Birchas Kohanim, even if you already heard Birchas Kohanim. And he quotes a pasuk that you shouldn't fall into the pasuk until him kuf yutes, v'lo chafes bebracha v'tirchak mimenu. And he points out that the Dvar Avram, quoting from the Sefer HaCharedim, says that there's a mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses this. My Rebbe quoted from others, but the Mishnah Berurah already raises this in the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of the Siman, that it could very well be that there's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael also to be mekabel the bracha from the Kohen. Not only a mitzvah for the Kohanim to give the bracha, but for Klal Yisrael to accept the bracha. So for both of those in Yanim, my Rebbe pointed out that you should really stop to be mekabel the bracha. If I'm not mistaken, this is what's written in my Mishnah Berurah, I wrote down that he said that even if you're learning in the Ezra Snashim, So then you should really technically go in for every bracha because the mechitza shel barzel mafsekes beinam. I did see a piskei tshuva was a little bit more milder than my Rebbe, where he said that if you're learning bi'iyun and it's going to break your concentration, so then the piskei tshuva is makel. But there, in other words, lechatchila we don't rely on this din of mechitza shel barzel mafsekes because that's only if you're an ones. So if you're learning mehechitesi, that's enough to be considered an ones. Also, Mayri Virabi added that someone who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and I saw this also in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the majority of poskim, that makes sense, of course, of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if someone's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, then he's not supposed to move. So someone's davening on the Mizrach, and he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so then he doesn't move, to even though he's Me'achorei HaKohanim. There is one dissenting view, which is a Peledik Ashita, which is quoted here in the Dirshu, and that is the position of Ramesha Feinstein. Ramesha Zatzal was of the opinion that it could very well be that this halacha is so chamur. So Ramesha writes in Archaim Cheleke, Simin Chof Os Chof Gimel, it could very well be that you're even supposed to move in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. But the Masar Biadenu from most is not that way. But Ramesha himself, the Dirshu does a good job, points out that Ramesha in another place is not, it has the following sheet, the Ramayshan Chelik Dalit Simen Chaf Aleph Os Beis is of the opinion that you can't start Shemon Esrei in the first place. Because of this, you're not allowed to start Shemon Esrei in the first place. So really, even according to Ramayshan, no one should ever be in that situation if he knows that he's going to end up falling into that phenomenon. So Ayotze Midvareinu, that it seems Allah Lamaisa, one would not move if one would be in Shemon Esrei, according to our Messiah here in Eretz Yisrael. And in regards to the din of mechitza shel barzel lechatchila, even though we have this expression, afil mechitza shel barzel einu mafsekes, so that's only in the case of ones. There is an interesting thing that the poskim discuss, which I'm not sure one has to be machmir. There's some who suggest in Europe, this is very, very common. We have this in the Old City, because in the Old City there are many shuls that are built like Europe. Over here, everything, there's no big walls over here. And the bima is sitting in the middle, just a table in the shul that we're in right now. However, and once upon a time in Europe, the bima used to be, especially in the nice shuls, the bima used to be this room in of itself. And there was mechitzas around the bima. So the discussion, some poskim, that maybe you have to move around those mechitzas. So Lania's daiti, I would have thought, all right, maybe there's room to say lechatchila. But some poskim say that maybe when Chazal said, afil mechitzas shel barzel, they only meant the mechitzas shel barzel that's short. But if it's a mechitzas shel barzel that's high, so then in such a case, then one would need to be machmer. Here they have this. Yitachen shelechatchila yizaru hakon shelo lamol me'achorei osei amud ki mafsik beino levein am. Shemashik kaseh shulchan aruch shafil mechitza barzel hanu mechitza sheina gvoa ma'od. That's what it sounds like. So they quote this in the name of no one else but Moran HaChavetz Chaim himself in Likutei Halachos. In Saita Daf Lamiches. However, they point out, again, the Dirshu does a good job, that the Ber Halacha points out that the Halacha Mechitza Shel Barzel applies even in the back of a shul. So that's a bigger wall than, and that of course was a case of Ones. So for whatever reason a person is in the case of Ones, it would seem to me that this Halacha Mechitza Shel Barzel applies. The fact that one would to say that the Gemara only meant the Mechitza Shel Barzel as short, as quoted over here in the name of Likutei Halachos, seems to be difficult. And Yoser Mizeh, one could say that this din that lechatchila you're not supposed to have a din of you're not supposed to have mechitza shel barzel mafsekes b'neim. That's only mechitza shel barzel that's there, that's built to be a mechitza mamish. Those things are part of the shul. Then there's room to be mechalik possibly a mekel. But that is an interesting diyun amongst the poskim. Yeah. Oh, so that actually brings up, you walked us into the next sif. Are women altogether included in the, and this, how does this relate to Mechitza Shel Barzel? I don't know if we're going to answer all that, but take a look. Everything you asked is connected to the next sif. Zok Dehelege Mechaber Beis HaKnesset Shekula Konim Emein Shom Ela Asara Kulam Omum Leduchen Lemi Mevarchen Lachem Shebesadah. So this is a famous Gemara. It appears in Daf Mem in Saita as well. and that is that if you have a basic class kula klanim, they all go up, they all do dachan. Umi on achareim, amen. And who answers amen? Hanoshim v'ataf. Then the women and children will answer. The Mishnah Berurah adds that that's not ma'akev. That even if you could have read that it's ma'akev, but he says no. That just means that it's better to have somebody answer amen. But it would be a fascinating phenomenon that they would have in mind to be mevarech the people in America. V'imyesham yoser me'asara, and if there are more than 10, hayisem me'asara yalu v'yivarchu v'asara oinim achareim amen. But if you have more than 10, so then you have a full minion. So then in such a case, then you have the rest who would go up and do the duchening. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sif Katan Kuf Aleph Vasara Onim, going on to Amud Zayin, the Avagav the Kaimelon Le'il B'Sifalt and Sias Kapayim Vasara V'Kohanim Min Aminim. Really, you don't need 10 listeners. If you have 5 Yisraelim and 5 Kohanim, no problem. We learned all the way in the beginning of the Siman that the 5 Kohanim go up and they're counted in the Minim. So why do we say that you have 10 Kohanim that don't go up, and if you have 11 Kohanim, one would go up? And if you have 15 Kohanim, so 10 don't go up and 5 do, send up 14 and have one to be Mekabel the Bracha. Shani Hasan, the Kimon Deikar Birchas Kohanim Al Yisrael Nemra Chashiva Afilu B'Pachas Me'afar Sarah Afilu Yesham Rak Yisrael Echad. So if it's to give a bracha to Yisrael, so all the Kohanim, we'll give the bracha 9 Kohanim, give the bracha to 1 Yisrael. So kulam al nuduchin. Ma she'enke benida dindan shekulanu, shekulam Kohanim, lo chashiv levarchu nechudayu, elam ken yesh asar sheikabla bracha yanu amin. Quite a chiddush. This seems to emphasize also the importance of the role of the Yisrael as the mekabel bracha, the ikar tafkid is to be mevarich to Yisrael. So if there's 1 Yisrael to give the bracha, all Kohanim go. But if you only have Kohanim, so then 10 will stand them, and one of the lucky Kohanim will get up, will go up to do the bracha. Now, the poskim are dan on what you had just read about, about the women being mekabel the bracha. From here is mashma that women have a chelek in the Kabbalah's habracha. So in regards to Nashim and the Bracha, so you could be medayik in two ways. Brian wanted to say that the Lashon of the Mechaber might be Mashma, that Nashim are not part of the mitzvah Berchas Kohanim, but rather the Nashim and the Taf are there, here in this particular instance, to supply the Amen, which is a Din L'chat Chila. But the Piskei Tshuvas understands from the language of the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Sadi Tes says that in regards to the women that Sadi Ches Aval Gam Heim Bechlal HaBracha, that they're also included in the Bracha. So they point out that this is the opinion of the Magen Avram, that the Magen Avram says that women are just like men in regards to being Mekabel Bracha. That would be a nafkamina of whether there's a mitzvah for a woman to hear Birchas Kohanim. The Bach and his son-in-law, the Taz, seem to have, particularly the Bach, seems to have a drasha, Kosav Archol B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael V'lo B'nos Yisrael. That's how he understands. Taz also, Mag Avram disagrees, and the assumption that most posts can make is that the Mishnah Berurah understands that women are included. Well, the question that was asked earlier, what about that there isn't supposed to be a mechitza shel parizel? So then I come back to the yisod that I had said, that if that's a halacha in binyan beis hakneses, so it could very well be that's not even called a mechitza shel parizel. Yesh lodim. And also, at the end of the day, the halacha of mechitza would be doche this halacha and would turn the women into an onus. However, what happens if there's only women? So what would we say? Would we follow this Magen Avram? So you don't have a tziur. If you have a minion, so then you have men there. If you have entirely kohanim, there's a chiyuv for kohanim to do the bracha. And then the women could be yotze. Most poskim though do say that there isn't a chiyuv for women to come to shul, and even though they're mekayim the mitzvah, but there isn't a chiyuv for women to go to hear birchas kohanim. But what would come out is that there is some inyan for women to receive the birchas kohanim as well, according to the Magen Avraham and the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah.